It's nighttime in Baghdad. A mother says a prayer. A child hugs his father. The ground troops get prepared. There's a woman in the alley. She's crying to herself, drunk from one too many gunfights. Bruised and scarred by wealth, and now the bastions of empire are storming through this town. I see a young man resisting, systematically gunned down, and I am watching from the distance, from behind a TV screen at my home in America, where everything's a dream. And while I wait for some miracle to sweep down through the streets, I know that everything's a battle, and that battle starts with me. And so I'm making my decisions and carving in my cares, holding tight onto the railings, still falling down the stairs, 'cause in my mind there's a vision, one that can't be beaten down. Myself as a free man in this very town, I'm awaiting revolution every second of my time. And I am proud that I at least have the chance to rhyme. I'm 19 years inside of this, but some time still to go. And I'm trying to make the best of it, but still I'm laying low. And these feds have got me paranoid. I'm running through the halls, dreams of flashlights and sirens, my back against the wall. But I will fight them, for their power is a gunshot to my heart. And the youth have got to find a place to start. My high school was a prison, so I rose up and dropped out and learned myself. That's what it's all about. See, we the people need to realize that this government is scared. Their power is defeated as soon as we've declared that we've had too much oppression, too much theft and pain, as the workforce of this country is sleeping in the rain. And the government is filling up this world with bullet shells. True Americans would overthrow it all themselves. The best days of our lives were spent running from police, throwing tear gas over barricades. The news called us naive, but we fought for revolution in wind and rain and snow, just like their heroes did 200 years ago. Still they declare that we are evil, misguided and insane, with the population stagnant. So much has been ingrained, and I'm approaching these divisions with everything I've got. With my mind set on freedom, I'm waiting for that shot. And I am arming my comrades with all that I can share. My words, weapons, all in all is fair. I've seen two wars already, that's just in the past 2 years. So I am disregarding all that I've been taught to fear. I'm standing up on 2 feet with my chest held proudly high, and I will stay until I have to die. So let me reclaim all that's been stolen in my days. My honor, my strength, my rebellion, love and rage. And let me use it as a weapon against the ones who hold me down, and let their plans for power never be found. And I will hold the torch of freedom with an arm that can't be bent, as the world that lives below me crushes through the thick cement and flows up into the open, so I can tell what I am seeing, a world alive and myself a human being.